Last week we looked at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, where we saw that the church is to be like a nurturing mother, that together we are to love each other and share, feeding one another. This example continues as we go through verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. Paul begins, "Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." As we work together in the faith, it's not an effort to burden our brothers and sisters. It should be an effort to sustain ourselves while we set an example of God's love. Continues in verse 10, "You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed." Together with the believers, there's accountability, and we set an example, and we do our best to live righteous, godly lives, following the example of Christ and the apostles that are set down for us in the Word of God. "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory." Our Father is calling us. He has established a place for us in his kingdom. And as we live here together in the church, we're to set an example for one another, encouraging one another, comforting one another, not judging one another, but urging one another to live lives worthy of God. It is our calling. The Bible speaks often of unity in the church. My experience has been that churches are often divided over the silliest of things, the type of music, the color of carpet. I saw one church split because they had put a ping pong table in the recreation room for the youth, and people said, "Well, you put ping pong there and you're not focused on God. The next thing you know, you'll have a pool table. You'll be leading our youth to do things they shouldn't do." This absurd argument led to an argument in the church that actually split the church. Another church I know of had an argument over the color of carpet in their sanctuary. The sanctuary is supposed to be a place of encouragement, comfort, accountability, loving one another, caring for one another. Not a place of decoration, not a place of showing off the church, not a place where we make a room that makes us feel good. It's not about the building, it's about the people. And so, as churches develop, they should develop with the idea, as it begins in verse 7, of nurturing one another in Christ, of standing and taking responsibility for each believer for themselves, and also each believer for those that they share in communion with. Church should be a place of comfort, encouragement, and urging towards Christ-likeness, not a place of divisiveness, not a place of criticism, not a place of scorn, but a loving place where there's caring. At the same time, there are standards. We have in epistolary literature standards of what church is to look like, how we are to behave. There are moral standards that God has set for us, and not just so he can be God and watch us jump through fire hoops to prove ourselves. These standards, not killing, not stealing, not coveting, these types of standards are for our own good. God loves us and cares for us. He's giving us a picture of a culture. People who live together, support one another, care for one another, and protect one another. This week, let's rededicate ourselves to loving others as Christ has loved us, with grace, with mercy, with sacrifice, and with a deep conviction to love. Have a great Sunday.